Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems all things. Amen.
Amen.
These are strange times for all of us. How do we know? You are at home, hopefully, sitting in front of your computer, watching church, and we are at church in a very empty room. We know that we are in difficult times because many of us have been self-isolating, trying to follow the rules that the CDC and our counties and governors have put on us. These are difficult times. It's ironic that the gospel appointed for today is about a healing. In this 9th chapter of John, Jesus encounters a man born blind. And that encounter becomes for Jesus an opportunity both to teach and to proclaim God's glory. So the man who had been born blind is sitting there, and Jesus heals him in this kind of strange way of mixing spittle with dirt and making mud and putting it on his eyes. And he goes and he washes in the pool of Siloam, which that word means sent. And when he comes back, no one can believe that he has been healed. In fact, some of them say, yeah, I think it's him, or maybe it's someone like him. I'm not really sure. And then they go and ask his parents, and they say, yeah, that's our son. Yes, he was born blind. No, we have no idea how he can see. Do you know what's missing in the story? No one seems to be rejoicing. This man who was born blind and had been blind his whole life, reduced to begging on the street, suddenly can see. And neither the people, nor the Pharisees, nor his parents, nor anyone else seems to be very happy about it, or for that matter, really notices it all that much. The focus in the story is not, in the end, the blind man, but how people respond when the power of God is brought to bear. Jesus heals, and John makes a point that we know that Jesus heals on the Sabbath. He breaks the law, and that then becomes the focus. It doesn't matter that good has been done, that a brokenness has been put back together. It seems irrelevant for the most part that this man who had not seen light suddenly begins to see light. But of course, this is John. John, that gospel that always is playing with lightness and darkness. Now we can begin to understand what's happening in the story. Light has come into this man's life. Each morning he woke up and he never saw the dawn. Each morning he woke up and he did not see light the same way that all of his neighbors did. He lived in darkness, and now he has light. So even though those around him do not rejoice, the light remains. And by the end of the gospel, we begin to understand that this text is helping us to see light in Christ. Where once there was darkness, Jesus says, now there is light. And he asks the man, if he wants to believe in the Son of Man. And then in this actually quite funny moment, he says, absolutely. Where is he? And I think of Jesus in a modern day is looking at him with kind of an incredulous look on his face. And he goes, dude, you know, don't you think maybe it was the guy who put mud on your eyes and you can see? It could be. It's like me. It is me. But he says, I believe. I believe. Well, in these days of darkness, we need light. I was thinking this morning about a cruise ship that is off of our coast a little ways, full of people, 2,000 people on a cruise ship. They have been to Fiji and turned away. They have been to New Zealand and were turned away. And now they are headed toward the shores of Honolulu. They are hoping to see some light. They are hoping against hope that when they get here, they will be able to somehow find their way off of that ship and go home. Their plight is a microcosm of what many of us in our country are experiencing. Lives disrupted. Almost a kind of blindness in a way. That we too have all been set aside by a virus that is not our own. This strange disease that we live in fear of. But in the midst of it, we also see stories of hope. I've been so encouraged by people who have been helping one another, sharing what they have. It's almost as if we all need to learn to make mud and rub it on one another's eyes, that we can be light for those who are most in pain and most in fear. It's not enough to just follow the rules. It's not enough to just do what we want for ourselves, but instead, we are being called in these difficult times to be light for the world and for one another. To share what we have. To take care of one another. To keep in touch with one another so that this light of Christ, which is the gift to us, which has uncovered our blindness and give us our light, can be given to others. So that we can share this hope of Christ that comes to us, this anointed King who brings us light to the world. So in these days to come, look for the one who is sitting by the side of the road begging, that we might share our abundance with those who are most in need and be light for the world. For someone has asked us, do you believe in the Son of Man? And we will answer, we believe.